Acts chapter 12. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched out his hands to persecute certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to arrest Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And after he had arrested him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four bands of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him out to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without stopping by the church to God for him. And when Herod would have brought him out, the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And see, the angel of the Lord came to him, and a light shined in the prison, and he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Get up quickly." And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said to him, "Get dressed and tie on your sandals." And so he did. And he said to him, "Throw your garment around yourself and follow me." And he went out and followed him, and didn't know that it was real what was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and second ward, they came to the iron gate that leads to the city, that opened to them by itself. And they went out and passed on through one street, and immediately the angel departed from him. And when Peter had come to himself, he said, "Now I know certainly that the Lord has sent his angel and has given me deliverance out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the Jews." And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a young woman came to listen named Rhoda. When she knew Peter's voice, she didn't open the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood at the gate. And they said to her, "You're crazy." But she constantly affirmed that it was so. Then they said, "It is his angel." But Peter continued knocking, and when they had opened the door and saw him, they were amazed. But he, beckoning to them with the hand to be quiet, declared to them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, "Go and show these things to James and to the brothers." And he departed and went into another place. Now as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers what had become of Peter. And when Herod had looked for him and didn't find him, he questioned the keepers and commanded that they be executed. And he went down from Judea to Caesarea and lived there. And Herod was highly displeased with those of Tyre and Zidon. But they came united, and having made Blastus, the king's butler, their friend, desired peace, because their country was nourished by the king's country. And on a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal clothes, sat on his throne and made an oration to them. And the people gave a shout, saying, "It is the voice of a god and not of a man." And immediately the angel of the Lord struck him, because he didn't give God the glory, and he was eaten by worms and gave up the spirit. But the word of God grew and multiplied, and Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem when they had fulfilled their ministry, and took with them John, whose surname was Mark.